about to have a good year. Oh, y'all say this every year. I said, nah, that's not really true, bro. Everybody don't say. You talking about the fans? Well, that's what fans do. We you know, we got fresh blood and a new chance. It's always a new chance now. So yeah. We going in with optimism. But now you got all these media sites saying it. Now it's, yeah, we sick of this narrative. I said, you motherfuckers do not sit here and prop Miami up every year. That's bullshit. Y'all just scared. That's all it is.
That's it. You know, the one thing, you know, my homeboy, man, he's a dope fan, but he said, yeah, everybody nervous because they know type of teams Mario can put around.
Could put together, yeah. Stop the bullshit. He's going to troll. Okay, that's cool. Just do that. That's fine. I really don't get engaged in all that stuff because one reason I like troll a lot too is y'all be knowing so much about my team. I don't know shit about your team. I don't have time to go figure out who Johnny Jackson is. That's your now starting left guard. I don't know this motherfucker. I got other shit going on in my life. You motherfuckers care too much. So I just don't have the time and energy to truly know what's going on. But I can tell about your team. I can tell you about what's going on, mine. You know, I can tell you, hey, these are the reasons why we got, you know, high expectations. But yeah, these boys, man, them boys dedicated for free too. That's the crazy part. They do all that shit. And ain't nobody paying you shit to know Miami roster up and down.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'd be like, man, y'all know more about the Canes than I do. And I be
crazy. Them boys got a mission, man. They got to get these jokes off no matter what. All day, every day. They're going to sit around and just come up with every narrative. And like I said, my problem with the trolling thing too is that, like, there's no consistency. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when we do it. It's always, it's never the same energy.
Never the same energy. It's always, yeah, you know, we if we do it, we good. But if they do it, it's a joke. Like,
yeah. Even them trying to say we was getting on Norvell about his lack, about them using the portal so much. We invented the portal usage. We not knocking that. We saying he not using both sides. Manny Diaz was doing great in the portal. You know, some misses, but we got a lot of good hits out of that portal, man. The jokes is that's all y'all got.
Yeah.
Where's your guys that are homegrown that are going to now take over? See, that's the truth about why they so mad is they know that team that they say got snubbed. It didn't get snubbed. You lost the quarterback. That's really just what happened. Jordan Travis don't go down. Y'all do get a playoff spot. It's not a question in anybody's mind. But the people say in their own rules, they got the rules. A significant injury will affect, you know, the selection process. So if your star quarterback goes down and the backup don't look like a star or competent to hold up some part of what he was doing, they're like, man, we ain't trying to put this shit on the field. And then you wouldn't have proved them right because all you had on that team was mercenaries who just came in to get paid and possibly win the title, right? So then when the bowl game came around, they all just pit on him. I couldn't believe that corny shit. What's his name said? Keon Coleman. We would have whooped him. Why you ain't play then? You didn't even play. Why? You know why he ain't play? He ain't no no. He went to the basketball game, had a Michigan State jersey on. He's not a no.
Yeah, I had a Michigan State jersey. I'm going to tell you the funniest part about that whole situation, right? And I was telling him, I said, listen, Jordan Travis, he got hurt. He got hurt in the Florida game or the game before that?
I think it was the Florida game, I think. See, that's what I'm saying. I got to move on. Like, it's somewhere in there.
Just look at it. They went and played Louisville in the ACC championship game. With y'all whole team besides Jordan Travis, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that team that barely beat Louisville was going
to go on. Was ready to go on the run. Come on.
Beat against who?
Come on. You had your opportunity. Georgia got snubbed just as bad, if not worse, than y'all. They lost by 3 points in the SEC title game. They were ranked number one almost the entire year.
To a team that went to the playoffs. So it's like, you really think y'all supposed to be in the playoffs? Like, come on.
Now, three, they ain't get drugged. And they dropped them people all the way down to what? Six? You come on, come on, somebody. But you know what they did? They put the chin strap up, say, all right, let's just beat these motherfuckers then. They don't want to see us win it again. They knew what it was. They don't want to see us win it again.
And this is why I really laugh at them a lot, because a lot of them say, oh, they didn't care about the game. I mean, so you telling me your coaching staff that gets paid all this money to not lose games didn't care about playing that game?
And you did not just lose. You got embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed. It was
right off the rip. I thought it was a glitch when I saw the score. It was like 28-3 in the first quarter, right?
Man, it was.
I said, no way.
It was up there, man. Because
it was something like that.
I ain't even catch the game until I started in the third quarter. And I was like, oh, man, what the fuck I turned the game on for? This shit is, man.
It's been over. It was over from the giddy-up. But that's you know, and that's what I'm saying. It's the difference between, and I've had this conversation with real people outside of the social media stratosphere, and Noles fans that said, you're right, like that is a problem, and it's kind of an issue with college football in general. We did have a team full of guys who ain't really Noles. We had guys that came in to handle the job. We built this team to win. Same way we doing this year, but the difference is, again, it's not all guys that weren't a part of, you know, yeah, being brought in, trained up. Jacoby George, Xavier Restrepo, Jalen Rivers. A lot of our major contributors have been on this team since they were freshmen. Like, yeah, this ain't all. That's the difference. But it's just like the troll, you got to act like it's the same. And I'm like, well, I don't want to troll. Let's just talk. If you don't want to do that, you want to get jokes off and shit. I'm like, these jokes is all tied.
It is the same. It's the same dumb joke. And you know, my cousin here, he's a diehard No fan, man. He asks a lot of them this. He like, man, how can you say a coach is elite and he goes out there to get beat 63-3? That's not elite coaching.
Exactly.
Because a coach don't want to have that on his lost record.
That's why they keep bringing up the fact that he ain't coached against Miami. Even though for that game started, they said the win or the loss was going on. I remember hearing it on the broadcast. They said, well, it still will go against his record. It's your team. It's your system. Hey, what are we talking about? But y'all want this little caveat that it don't count. That whole year, he duck fade. They duck Wake Forest.
If they would have won, if they would have beat us that year, they would have
said, they duck Clemson, too.
He beat y'all.
No, yeah, exactly. He beat y'all. He not. Hey, man, y'all can't. Okay, you got it, man. You just saying stuff. People kill me with that stuff. They just be saying stuff. That's the same way I was getting on old boy in that Facebook group, because he was taking these shots at Jalen Rashada. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because he ain't come to the Gators. Now you wishing a young black kid a poor situation and a downfall. And, oh, he was all about money and this, that. Oh, because he ain't go to your school. Boy, it's corny, man. That's ridiculous.
He destroying your school. He about to make them pay. They better cut that check.
No joker say he ain't never going. He ain't never gonna play at Georgia. I said, how you figure this? We knew he wasn't gonna play this year. And they say, oh, he's struggling. Okay, he not gonna play this year anyway. This is his first year in the system. So now he get to go. He'll be there this year. Now give him another whole offseason.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I mean, who don't struggle? God damn, man. Ain't nobody perfect.
There's a quarterback coming into a whole new system, bro. It was never – Carson Beck has got the reins all year. He probably going to stay pretty healthy because he don't get touched up a lot anyways. This is a great situation for him. But if you think Georgia brought him there just to be what? He's a five-star quarterback. What are we talking about? Kid's talented. I'm not going to make him untalented all of a sudden just because he went to the school I didn't want him to go to. I never said that when he was going to UF. I ain't switched the narrative. Oh, he trash. He ain't gonna never be nothing. All you care about is money and da, 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 da. Man, shut your goofy ass up. Bishop Sycamore is calling.
Yeah, it's always different there when it comes to Miami and things don't go their way. They always be like, man, this and this. I'm like, man, y'all just it's crazy, man.
Whatever it takes to be quote unquote right. That's what bothers me. That bothers me by people in general, though. But it's like, bro, it ain't about just being right. It's about being right, making sense, not just being like, oh, I'll say anything. That's what I say sometimes. You mess around, argue with a woman, man. Joe could be like, the sky purple. You'd be like, nah, it's blue. It right. is purple because I say so. All right, you got it. You got it. I'm done. We ain't getting nowhere because you don't want to deal with facts. You don't want to say shit.
I hate to even interact with it. I'd be like, because they don't make no sense. It just be like, okay, whatever. Whatever you say is whatever. You know, they be like, oh, y'all don't know football. What? Okay.
Oh man, that's a
killer. Says the niggas who ain't never played football. where they mama was fucking their Pop Warner coaches just to get a jersey. Like, man, people ain't listening to them people, man.
He gonna get in a minute. Hold on.
It's funny that you said that, Rob, because you already know I come with the JV 12th grade jokes. I'd be like, well, y'all was JV 12th grade. There's no way I'm listening to y'all a football team. I don't care what game y'all played. Soon as the NCAA came out, I said, oh, here go the football players who were sorry. They going to tell
you. You are turning the gurus, man. They going to tell you. You think they know anything.
Oh, you kind of faded on me right there.
Oh, I'm fading?
You good now, yeah. With that last little part you said, it had went out, that's all. Yeah, Joker's, I was getting into it with this dude. I sent him off to the Muted Mountains after a while. Because I asked, because Divvy said the man wasn't worth no $800K. I said, y'all go. Talk about what somebody worth. All right. My point I'm trying to lightly make to you is you don't know. You can't say, and if he would have went to your school, $800K would have been a bargain buy. But because they don't, then you get on some silly ass hating shit that makes no sense. Like, I said, well, what is he worth? This man went back and forth with me for 20, 30 minutes. I'm still ain't getting to answer my question. He told me I don't know how to comprehend. You saw it. Yeah, matter of fact, I saw you laugh at it, matter of fact. Yeah. I say, yo, I can't comprehend, but you, this motherfucker talking about budgets. I said, because you have to understand budgets to understand worth and value. What do I have to spend and what can I spend it on? Stop telling about people ain't worth something. You don't have the answers. You don't make those calls. Oh, Georgia Tech just want to do it. Georgia Tech got money. They in Atlanta. They got a good alumnus base. Don't think the people broke. This is wide open now.
I tweeted out and I said, listen, $800K is kind of cheap. Like, that ain't even the asking price that them offensive tackles are asking for right now. So I'm like, man, that was a steal, actually.
Well, they saying, you know, he a freshman. He got the game weight. You ain't care about none of that when he was coming to y'all. You ain't care about none of that shit.
If he'd have picked them boys, they'd have been like, oh, yeah, boy, look at Mike, man. Mike and Ashley off the top, off the lineman. And,
of course.
What's the O-line? And I think O-line coach nice, too, black dude.
Atkins.
Yeah, I think Atkins nice like that. I really do. I think he's a good dude. I think he's, you know, doing a good job. The O-line getting it, you know, back tooled up and coached up. And they look a hell of a lot better than they did before. We all know that. That shit was atrocious before. And, yeah, it would have been singing all his praises then. But then when the kid make another decision, oh, yeah, you know, shit, man, you know, we can't just be throwing money around. Who is we? Who is we? All this we shit. You're not in these rooms. What are we talking about? That man stood on that shit.
That'd be stupid for me. They'd be like, we. I'd be like, we? Like, what?
Yeah, let's draw a line in some of this we talk. I get it. I'm a sports fan. We say we. I get that. But especially when it comes to money, I make sure I don't involve myself in that type of thing. I don't cut no kind of checks, dog. I can't speak to that type of thing because I'm not in these rooms. There's a lot bigger money at play than my simple, humble fan opinion or my $58 a month I get a Canes connection. Do it count towards something? Absolutely. But I'm not the man. Like, I'm not in this. Well, they don't send us a spreadsheet. I promise y'all. They don't say, hey guys, this is our budget for the year. What y'all think we should put the most into? Like, just get out of that. Wish a kid well and just keep it moving. That's all. You might swing back around to you. That's the other reason I don't get where they get all bent out of shape. These 18-year-olds, man. 17, 18-year-old. Boy, be done, man. Because we're going to get some. I promise you that. We're going to be some flips. Some of these guys is committed now to that team, not going to be on that team when it's time to sign that paper. So all that extra energy for they ain't this and this ain't that. And them kids be reading that stuff. They be checking the temperature. Oh, okay. That what y'all saying. Okay.
Oh, that's how y'all really feel, huh?
Yeah. And guess what? They you got to remember, these are social media babies. So they have a different sensitivity to this stuff than, you know, I'm 43. So I ain't grow up. That don't make my day or break my day because somebody said something about me on the internet. I just log off and just keep on going about the rest of my real life.
I laugh at it. I'm like, okay, that's how y'all feel about me?
Great. Yeah, it what it is. Yeah. Oh, this, that, and other.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to wake up and go to sleep with that on my mind. Like, I don't think about y'all, so it don't matter to me.
You're supposed to jump off a building, I suppose. They said something about me. Jokers know your whole life, never met you. And if you really make them mad, then they try to find out really, and they go to doxing you and all. Oh, man. Over these, football?
These people really be, they think they know me. They be like, oh, you be the one with the strippers at the thing. I be like, okay.
Correct. Indeed. If you don't like strippers, don't pull up.
Yeah, but the crazy part is they do all that shit there, but man, they be in them group chats like, man, how X be getting in? How do he be normally going on that practice? They be hating. Cause I was in one chat a while ago and they was doing that shit. I said, hey man, I'm letting y'all know right now, I'm finna leave this chat because I fuck with X. That's my partner. So I ain't even finna condone in that. Right? So I'm just gonna go ahead and leave this group before y'all say something crazy, then it's gonna be we gonna be on some other shit. So you know they gonna laugh out loud. Oh man, like I'm all right. And I just left the group, dog. Them niggas, bro. X, bro. Them niggas be hating, bro. Them niggas be hating.
It's
bro.
A disease, dog. Everybody want to be more important than they are. Like, I don't feel like anytime I ever spoke to this man, he acted like, oh, he's walking on water because he's got access to Miami Hurricanes players and practices and stuff. It's just the life he chose and the road he paid for himself. Okay, cool. You didn't and you don't and you won't. So what? Everybody ain't supposed to be doing the same thing. Everybody want to be an insider. I made that clear. I mean, when I first started going raw, I said, listen, I am not no insider. I get my information from other sources. I credit them as much as I can when possible. Sometimes they don't want me to say nothing. Cool. I'm going to keep it that way. I never felt the need to be important like that. But as you look around, and I think especially in our family, everybody want to be a star. And I'd be like, oh, my God. This man, it's okay to be a fan, bro. The spotlight ain't for everybody. Sometimes you're just supposed to kick it.
Yeah. But trust me, Robbie, I know about it. I be knowing about the haters. That stuff don't bother me, man, because like I said, it's some Kane fans who do hate me. And I be like, I like it because when I do approach them or see them, I be like, man, you know, what's good? Like, what's all the hate about? Oh, man, you know, it ain't. It's joking. Oh, now it's jokes because I'm in your face, you know, like.
Yeah, it's never the same energy. Never the same energy.
Dude, I be like, man, cause even when that little incident went on when Streeter and them was doing with Ja'Cari Brown, and once I found out, you know, I wasn't even like on Streeter's side until like they started talking about it. They started bringing my name up, and then started trying to like bad talk the brand, and then that's why I was like, hold on, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm saying it then. I had to check them boys about that. Then they were like, oh, well, yeah, nah, we weren't really through and talk about you, X. I'm like, what you talking about? That's me.
Yeah, exactly. You know who you're talking about. Yourself. Energy always switches. And it's just like, I really be trying to tell people to chill with that stuff because people get hurt. People die for all kind of wild reasons out here. So remember, it's always an opportunity to run into these individuals that you're talking wild about, that you being reckless about, that you know, insulting them, their family members, and all this stuff. And it's like, man, this supposed to be about football. And now you upset on something totally unrelated. And we're getting into a place that it never even needed to go to. Because I tell people that I remember telling people years ago that's why I stepped away from Twitter, because I kept seeing, man, all this stuff was like exposed. It was getting so super personal that I was like, oh, nah, let me chill, because I'm the type that'll pay for a flight. If you know, you wildly out of pocket, I'm like, okay, well, I got to see you now, man. Like, you done went there with it now. You know what I'm saying? I know you know the difference, too, because, like, you saw these trolls and these haters and stuff, but you ain't hard to find either, walking around.
Yeah, I'm in the streets, and I be telling them, and I'm going to pull up.
Yeah, I'm outside. This is my city. This is where I be at. These are my people.
Especially when they got my name in their mouth. Oh, I got to pull up. Because one thing about me, man, I'm a demand respect. You know what I'm saying? If you go talk, make jokes, and I'm cool. You ain't going to disrespect me. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It's going to be a line, right? It's a line to everything, to where it's like, all right, bro, we can do the jokes. But once we get to blatant disrespect, now it's a man thing. Now it don't matter. Yeah, we old football out the window, because we talking man shit now. Anyways. You know, like I said, nothing counts when you trolling. It don't matter. Like, ain't no. I was a bigger Mike Norvell fan than 75% of Florida State fans. I knew it was going to be the right answer for him. At least for what they could get. That's what I know. I was like, bro, you got to look at what you can get. I'm not telling you he's just a world-beating coach that can't be shaken. Y'all ain't got no money. You still paying Willie. You in the hole deep. So you got to get something a little cheaper. You got a shot where you can afford. But you can get, every once in a while, you can find your little diamond in the rough. So I was like, yo, that Memphis coach is a good fit for y'all for what y'all got going on. But they thought, they think they beyond that. Like, they thought they was getting Bob Stoops and shit.
I don't know what made them think that, but yeah, like
some people told me Bob Stoops was there.
Oh yeah, I remember that they were getting Bob Stoops, bro. That shit was crazy.
Hey, the joke is me and Ace in this college football group, right? Them niggas gonna put a picture of a podium like he about to come up there and talk. When Bob get here? Oh no, guys, start shaking in your boots. Bob Stoops is coming.
They actually thought they was getting Bob Stoops. That was crazy.
Remember, they put the same thing with Amarius Mims when they thought they was going to get him.
Oh, man. Yeah, look at him. I still got that picture. I saw that shit the other day. It was in touching moments. You know, it's funny how iPhone now organized shit for you. So I was like, what is this shit? And it popped up with Mike Norvell hugging them. I said, yeah, that was a touching moment. All right. The boys knew it was in the bag. Look, he's hugging them. Oh, shit.
Hey, check the group chat. I just sent a tweet in there about Puff Daddy, man. This nigga Puff Daddy is one funny shit.
Files against any claims, Puff from his drug business after trying to arrange for mines to be brought to him. Everybody on Puff head.
Hold on, what is saying? Because I can't see.
An alleged Sinaloa cartel member, which I'm assuming is probably one of these Mexican cartels, files suit against Diddy and claims Puff ruined his drug business after trying to arrange for minors to be brought to one of his parties. Dismissed the suit because the cartel member's business is not a legally protected interest. Nigga, you can't sue you. The bro, dope man. What? The dope man saying, man, you fucked up my whole business, man.
Trying to bring some minors in there. What the? Bruh.
This is hilarious on both sides, though. You can't go to the courthouse. Remember that lady that called the police because she said she came by to buy something and they didn't give her nothing. They just took her money. It was on Cops years ago. It was a white lady walking through some hood. I forget what hood it was. Might have been like Memphis or something like that. Yeah, man. And she said, well, I wanted something. And then the police said, well, you want it crack? Said, yeah. And the lady said, I don't sell crack, sir. I'm a prostitute. God damn. What a predicament we have here. You got people calling the law talking about this motherfucker fucked up my criminal enterprise with his criminal activity. And that ain't cool. That's funny as shit, man. But they gonna bury Puff Boy. It ain't no way out. Just like he ain't now. No way out. There is no way out for this brother. He is done. Whatever they say you did it at this point. Public opinion unburied you. Especially after that video you out there hitting on that girl. Boy, you done with. Bottom line.
Yeah, ain't no way out. Like you say, we gonna go ahead and name this show that.
No way out. I like it. Let's talk some balls.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, your Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. I am here with you, your gracious and humble host, your main man, Larry. If you don't like me, just remember, Jesus loves you. Okay, keep that in your heart, man. That hate ain't gonna get you nowhere. I don't dislike you. I probably don't know who you are, but be blessed. Let it go, brother. We all on the same team for at least one thing. But anyways, thanks for pulling up. We'll get into a little football talk. We're going to run a three-man weed today. Meezy is writing up something about Roblox, I think. Something.
Turnpike
to hell. Yeah, something you got to do something with. Either it was Roblox or that other shit I'm trying to plan to. With the dancers and all the look with the skins, the hell is that damn game everybody be playing? Rod, you know you got a young one, man. Some of them games everybody.
Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah. You gotta drop a Fortnite game plan for the squad so they can be prepared to win a dance off or some shit. I don't know. But anyways, you can't join us tonight, man. But I do have my main man X here with us as usual, the real field general. It was up to the people.
What's good? We back. Football season is here. We'll
officially.
Yeah, all that trolling, this and this and that. Yeah, kickoff is almost done.
We say up the bets.
Up the bet, Kane fans. Up the bets.
It ain't sounding great for them people. I'll be honest with you. I've been hearing whispers.
I'm not gonna say up the best because I've been told that the Gator fans aren't stand up people. So
no, they don't. No, no.
Go to the.
They don't pay no bet. Yeah, go to the bookie. Yeah, they ain't gonna pay you now. Don't do that. Don't up it with them individuals. They do not pay. They'll come. See what this is what they do. They decide they don't like you, so now they ain't got to pay the bet. So they come up with some BS. I can hate you, brother. If we had a bet, you getting your money. Point blank period.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, and you know, I've had some hit me and like, man, they want to bet. I'm like, I don't know, man. Who the hell are you? Like, how the hell I'm supposed to get my money from you? I don't know.
Right. They ain't gonna pay. They just gonna call for you to pay if they so happen to come up on the right side of it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm just ain't gonna pay no money, man. I better not bet with them Gators. I'm speaking from personal experience.
Yeah, go to the
book. I tell him cash in hand. I say, man, cash in hand when I see you, man. Cash in hand. If you ain't got no cash in hand and we ain't sitting next to each other while the game going on, nah, I ain't getting it.
Forget it.
As soon as I see you get up and act like you're going to the bathroom, nah, partner, come here. Where you going?
That's funny. I was heading that way, too. Yeah. I can't stand ass betting, bro. That is the absolute worst. I guess it ain't no news, so I'm not breaking it to Gators fans. They probably have meetings about this shit, but any Miami fan that do not know, do not bet them people, man, unless they like your actual homie that, you know, you see day to day, you know, on the weekend, blah, blah, blah. These internet people, and I paid when we lost to them boys out there in Orlando.
Yeah.
Immediately. I didn't even get to the hotel room, and I shot the money to bro.
Yeah, when we lost Orlando, I went back to the tailgate. I told him, man, meet me by the tailgate. But I guess he said he ended up leaving, and I just cashed out the money. The other dude cashed out the money.
We lost. Matter of fact, me and you paid the same dude. What name? Larry?
Yeah, Larry. Larry.
Yeah. I shot it to him. I was walking away, trying to walk all the way down the road. For those of you all who didn't go to that game, you remember they moved it. So they moved it up to week zero. It's supposed to be week one. Well, the logistics wasn't playing out well because it was a Backstreet Boys concert the same day, same evening. So as we getting out of the football game, the Backstreet Boys concert is letting out. And it's funny because I ended up getting in the Uber. We walked for blocks, Jack. We had to knock off shit about 2 miles by foot, just walking. We just walking, trying to get an Uber. You couldn't get one. Finally, I get one, and we just sitting there in traffic. He was like, man, this is the worst decision I made in a long time. He said, boy, when I get y'all out, I'm done for the night. It was just too jam-packed. And I ended up pulling up in front of the little, I guess the venue wherever Backstreet was at. And I remember I saw these ladies like my age or they kids, and they all standing outside. And they like, where y'all coming from? What's all the traffic about? I'm like, oh, you know, Miami and Florida game. And it was like, I was like, what y'all out here for? It's like Backstreet Boys. I was like, man, that shit had us jammed up. Bro, I paid like $100 to ride about, I want to say 5 miles, because we weren't that far from the venue. But I was just like, bro, it's hot, I'm sweating, I'm tired, whatever. Listen, I'm paying. Matter of fact, I paid for all my homeboys. They was just like, we'll walk. Man, I'm not walking no 5 more miles. You crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, but yeah, King fans, go to the bookie, man. Go to the bookie. I'm letting you guys know that now.
But yeah, man, I'm boy talking about walking. Man, don't get y'all country ass in the goddamn overpriced Uber. I was getting a lot of money at that time here too, man. I was making a lot of money. I was working in Tulsa at the time. Shit, I was a good friend to hang around that period of time, boy. Yeah, I had it. I always been like that since I was a little one. If I got it, you got it, man. So we was out there, had a good time, man. But yeah, that was quite an experience. We got another one coming up pretty soon. We're going out to Gainesville. But anyway, oh, my bad. Let's formally introduce D-Rob, man. My bad. I was getting into the show. My fault, brother. Chef.
What's going on? You know, I know I'm the long lost member. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I'll never be forgotten.
No, man, you always here with us, man. You know what I'm saying? You get a pass too, because you military, so you can play that card at any time. I'm not your trying to protect you. Anytime you need to. Chef B-Rod, he always in there cooking, man. Hey, this one thing, I ain't never sat down to a plate from this brother. But I know he could burn because his family be like, hey, will you cook dinner? And you got to oblige. Hey, I tell you a lot about the skills.
Bro, it ain't even will you. It's, hey, man, you cooking. Hey, can you make this?
Yeah, how you going to tell me I'm cooking and have a request? I tell you what, I'm cooking. Okay, cool. You going to get what I whip up.
Yep, yes, sir.
Can you cook this? No, I cannot. But you can eat. Yeah, that's crazy, man. But I know they appreciate you very much in that household, man. That's real dope that you can sit down and whip up food for your family like that. That's actually some shit, you know, you like to see more of.
Yeah, man. You know, I appreciate it, man. You know, they appreciate it more because they get to eat.
Hell yeah.
And they ain't got to worry about making it.
They already know what it is with me and them. They asked me that. I'm like, shit, where we y'all want to go? First, they'll say, I'm going to go to Texas Roll House. Where y'all want to go? Cook. Man, hell no. Too late. Nah, come on. We're going over here. It's just like with less effort.
Yeah, the only thing I don't cook, like, when it comes to Thanksgiving and Christmas, I ain't touching nothing. I'm good. Yeah. In-laws got it.
They off, man. I hear you. Well, let's get into it a little bit, man. We had a couple of commitments. We had an announcement. We'll start with the announcement. We'll call it a whiff. We'll call it a whiff. You can't call it nothing different, really. We was, calling in that recruitment the whole time. You know, talk, of course, talking about Ben Hanks. You know, I mean, he's a legacy kid, you know. Shout out my boy CJ. He said, man, these legacies are saving Billy ass. I'm like, yeah, kind of have to agree with you there. So actually, when we did the show before, me and Meezy predicted Florida, and X picked Miami on that one. But what you about to say, X?
No, I was saying, you know, the little article that I had posted that I had put together. After I, you know, like I say, after I put that together, and then I, you know, went and read it back, I like, he's not coming to Miami, man. His daddy's not gonna let him beat a hurricane, not like that.
Not yet. I'm still going to hold firm to – he's going to be like, come on, Dad. Can't live through – man, you did your thing. You went and did it. I won't go over here now. And if you loved it that much, why y'all ain't raising him in Gainesville? You raised him in South Florida.
Yeah, but my thing is with that whole thing, what kind of ticked me off with that whole recruitment is – like, Florida wasn't even really on him like that. Like, they was like – he was like kind of like an afterthought. And then, like, within, like, a couple months after they start, like, to be in contact and start trying to turn up the heat. But I think that's all that – that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, any Miami kid, if it's a Miami kid and you home and we do something like that, first thing they say, oh, I feel disrespected. They wasn't the first that they wouldn't come after me like that. But then you got this situation. Right. It's like Miami was on you hard. I get it. You a legacy. But you clearly see the difference between the staffs. You ain't going there because, oh, I love Billy, I love Will Harris. You're going there because you're a legacy. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of ticked me off about it, man.
The reason why, because Florida just automatically thought it was a
layup, so they ain't had to do the work.
For the work? You know what I'm saying? And which is what happened.
Exactly. I was about to say, that's what happened, man.
What happened? They ain't had to do too much work, man. It's a... you know what? Let me call the coach who actually recruited his daddy. Which they went and told Steve Spurrier, made a phone call, and what? He was like, yeah, man, he gave me my chance. Like, ain't nobody else want to give me no chance. Miami want to give me no chance. Florida State, Florida gave me my chance. All right, let's go, son.
That's you. That was your situation. That ain't got to do with kid. And you know why your situation was that way. It wasn't a lack of talent. You did what you did, and then hence comes. But that young man wasn't in that situation. He wasn't in a situation where the love wasn't there because he wasn't taking care of his business. So he had all the options in the world open to him. You holding that against ghosts of the past. And they say we live in the past. They say we live in the past, but I keep hearing why we won't be good this year because of the past. So, again, here we go. It's the inconsistencies. Nothing don't stand up. But, yeah, he ended up, you know, making that decision. I still feel like that was a favor to the father. Now, the only thing that I guess could be, you know, interesting in that recruitment that may end up keeping it, you know, like where he may end up sticking is the whole twin sister volleyball thing. I don't know Mario's particular philosophies on a lot of this stuff. I'm not really big on package deals, period. I don't really like being held hostage about, you know, well, if you want me, then you got to take this person. Well, all right, man, well, then y'all do what y'all got to do, but I can't. That's just a bad precedent for how you're going to operate from henceforth. Because then next time it's going to be, you know, that's why I say don't negotiate with terrorists, because then they're just going to keep coming with this. Next time it's going to be a kid you want, and he want his cousin who barely was the third string D tackle and 5'11", and want him on the team too. It's like, hey, man, like, let me teach something in life, young people. We all got to choose our own path, and it ain't the same for everybody, so.
Yeah, that package deal stuff don't usually work out for the package.
Exactly. That's why they should be blazing their own trail too. You worrying about, you know, trying to be with your homie or your sister, and all. Eventually y'all going to split. You just get back together Thanksgiving, spring break, fall break. All there's plenty of time to get back with your family and kick it and do all these other things. But I'm not knocking it. I don't want it to come out that way at all. I'm not knocking it at all. But that's the only thing I think that could honestly stand in the way of it, because I do think things are going to get hot for Billy. I even say on the timeline, I don't think that's really a wise decision. Because you're going to shuffle the pieces again. Everybody talking about Lane. I don't know. I don't trust Lane. Lane been trolling y'all too long. It might be the ultimate troll. Cause he got life good in Ole Miss now. You gotta remember that. Life is pretty good for that man in Oxford.
Oh, look. Hey, if they fire, yeah, it's bad for business for them to get fired, Billy. But guess what? It's great business for us down here. Good, get rid of him. Start over. That's what we want. Go ahead and start.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead and start over. So we go ahead and pluck what we want. Right. And then because them people already said, like, a lot of them people, they're not fascinated with Lane. Like, Lane, you know, man, Lane got this stigma, man. And I keep telling people, like, man, he has this stigma where he's a party coach, want to be in the sorority house. He want to do all this. And he can't shake it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was able to shake it, he would have been, you know what I'm saying, our coach or whatever. Because, you know what I'm saying, like Lou was saying, like, some powers that be, you know, put Lane name out there. And some other powers that be was like, hell no. We don't want nothing to do with him. And I don't blame him. Can you imagine him on South Beach, man? Can you see Lane on South Beach? Like, come on, man. Let's be real.
He was in Boca acting up. That's what I was trying to say to somebody one time. And I forget who it was, whatever. It was one of the timeline situations. And he's trying to, like, laugh me out the room about him having a reputation. And I'm like, okay, but I'm just telling you, he has a reputation in South Florida as being, you know, undisciplined, a party goer, like kind of too acting younger than his actual age. And, you know, when it comes to business, man, it's a certain image you must uphold, like, in order to, you know, I remember I was hanging out one night, matter of fact, with drop a name, y'all can pick it up for me and say, I was with Lamar Thomas. In Orlando, we was playing Louisville. And he was telling me then, we were just kicking it, just vibing, man. We ended up going to a little spot around the corner. It was a little thing they had where Schnellenberger was there. And I think he was doing some signings, whatever. It's all, you know, leading up to the bowl game. Me and Lamar Thomas actually ended up going to kick it, hang out that night. He probably don't even know it because, like, I follow him on Twitter. He'll follow me back. But, like, we actually just happened. And he told me then, like, you know, he wasn't going to hit no dance floor or nothing like that because he had to protect his image because he wanted to be a college coach, you know. So he was like, I can't risk, you know, these things getting out there because then people just going to write you off. You're not serious. You're tarnishing the image of the brand. So that's why, like, I don't see why people don't understand it's such a hard sell for a lot of these guys. You got to remember, a lot of this money that controls these situations is old money. These people ain't trying to hear all that. They don't want to see all that. They just going to be like, nah. Just the same way you need the appropriate support. Like, I think, who's the name I'm trying to think of? Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong in Texas. He had a greater support because he had a divided room of these people say, yeah, Charlie's a great coach, a great decision for us. And then you had the other side that was like, hell no. And if you can't get these people on the same page, then that coach is set up for failure to begin with. That was the one thing we did have with Mario. And people questioned, like, well, why didn't Manny get that opportunity of these resources poured in? Okay, from an objective standpoint, I do think he should have had that opportunity. However, I don't write the checks. And the people writing the checks got to be on the same accord. So they were like, bro, I'm not handing the keys of the Ferrari over to this guy. He's never handled a vehicle with that much power. He ain't ready yet. And in certain respects, he showed that he wasn't quite ready yet. And so, you know, image is important. When it comes to this stuff, because the right people have to support you in order for you to have your appropriate success. And it's got to be the right fit. And you look at the Lane situation, I just don't think he got the support of all them Bull Gators. Like, for that to really go down and for them to truly back this guy, I just don't know if it's there. So if it happens, yeah, I don't know what you, D-Rob. Hey, start back over again. I just help us continue to get a leg up. Y'all saw that betting thing that had Mario up there like under Billy Napier? He was like the third one down on the list.
Bro, them people don't know what they're talking about, man.
Yeah, I was like, huh? His seed is not even lukewarm. He'd have to lose every single game before, like, it's not, like, what are we talking about?
He gotta go, I'm gonna put it like this. He gotta go 7-5 again. He gotta go 7-5 again for it. And it'll get warm. Warm,
but he wouldn't be fired. Like,
no, he ain't gonna be fired, man. Like, oh man,
I just thought that was like, and I'm being dead serious. Like, no bias towards him. I'm just telling you that situation is completely unrealistic.
Yeah, it makes no sense for one. Like, come on, Mario has to have a catastrophic season for him to be fired. It got to be like some 2-10 type shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 8-4 not going to get him fired. 7-5 not going to get him fired.
There's no way. You know what I'm saying? The people who play, they ride with him because they know exactly what he's trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't hire him saying, you got to win now. If you don't win now, we're going to fire. They hired him saying, man, we just need you to get it. Look.
They understand it's a long game.
Yeah.
They understand that it's going to be, you know, some slips and stumbles. Don't get me wrong. There's a big investment on this season being very successful. But that also supposed to catapult, you know, continue high recruiting level and continue to build this program back to what it was going to be. He said it. I heard him say it in an interview the other day. He's like, Miami didn't fall apart in a year. From what it didn't fall from his glory in a year, it's not gonna be fixed in a year. And you know, I tell that the fans, like when they get all bent out of shape, I'm like, well, I mean, we could have been Michigan State, you could have had a year and all the rah rah rah. And then the minute things went sour, they pulled the tape on Mel, say he was talking, he was out here trying to get freaky with it, you know what I'm saying? So, you want a flash in the pan, or do you want some? Back for Miami ain't a good season. That's not the standard. Back is consistently competing for titles, for natties, not just these, you know, they tease about the ACC titles. Okay, cool. Get that joke off. I'm not mad at it. It's a little tired, but go ahead. But that's not the standard. The standard ain't the ACC. The standard is the natty and to consistently be there. So even if we do have a good year, you won't hear me say we back. Let me see 2 good years in a row. Then I'm going to start to say, hold on, we might be back. You give me 3, then I'm rocking. Give me 3 seasons, and I'm going to tell you we back. I'll tell you we're on our way back.
I mean, I don't know if y'all saw this, man. Did you see, and this is why I hate some of these media people. You see Joe Klatt said that if Miami don't win 11 games, that's an underachievement. I said, what? I say, so you trying to tell me if we win 10 games, that's an underachievement? I say, man, y'all, you got to be smoking. I say, you got to be smoking, dog. Ain't no way that, you know, we win 10 games, people going to be saying fire Mario. Ain't nobody going to be saying
that's
that, bro.
That's a backhanded compliment. That's all that is.
Yeah. And then FSU fan said that. Yeah. And then it was FSU fan said, well, you know, if we was talking about Cam Ward, you know what I'm saying? Well, if he lose game one, he was like, oh, it's gonna be downhill from there and all that. I'm like, bro, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, if for some crazy reason he has a bad game one, that's not gonna dictate the rest of the season. Like, what type of logic is that?
I think for the most part, people are basically saying, you know, Canes lose 10. I mean, if they win 10 games, lose 2 games, it becomes a bad season. Pertaining to which team they lost to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that makes a big difference, absolutely.
You go lose to Georgia Tech again, but you win 10 games, they're like, well, shit, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
But it's still a good season. I just fumbled.
But you still looking at it like, damn, we lost to Georgia. No, I mean, looking at it like this, they basically saying, from our schedule perspective, we shouldn't lose but one game. And then they saying even that one game we should win.
We can't. Yeah, and that's from a scouting, talent perspective in the schedule. Agreed. But you can't, it don't just turn into a bad season. And that ain't what Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt got baptized by Kane. Who put Klatt in the dirt? A long time ago. But he got baptized years ago when he was a quarterback by Kane. He ain't got no love for us. So that's trying to, what it is, and that's why I was saying, I think I mentioned it last show, it's all about that controlling that narrative. Because people want to, like what he's doing, building it up so that any stumbling block becomes a complete implosion. But that's not how football is played. That's not how champions are made. There have been teams that lost game one, especially tough game ones, and went on winning that. It's all still in front of you. And that's why I said controlling the narrative was so important, because we're going to get a lot of love, but we also going to get a lot of hate, and we're going to get a lot of hate disguised as love. Because then you can say, then the narratives can turn into, see, we told you Mario wasn't the guy for the job. Yeah, he can recruit, but he can't get it done on the, you know, when it really counts, And I'm still going to stand on the same shit I've been standing on. Just out-recruit everybody and watch what happens. Seen the work for every other national champion. Alabama ain't even win with a whole bunch of diamonds in the rough. I don't know where you get that from. Clemson wasn't winning with a whole bunch of who's and scrappy guys. That's the first one in practice and the last one out. Ohio State don't have this juggernaut they've had over there in that conference for so long because, you know, they're just being coached up to the highest ability. No, they have the most talent. You want to be competitive? That's what's happening. I heard Josh Pate said, so I'm on this campus, I'm on Ohio State campus, I'm on Alabama campus, down to Oregon. I'm telling you what it looks like. And remember who built Oregon, too. They like to forget that. It looks this way. Champions look this way. Now, you got to go do it, but I'm telling you, it's got to look a certain way. Everybody can't be out there project kids and undersized. Can't be that.
They don't like when you bring up Mario Bill Oregon. They say, no, he didn't. He did nothing. Okay, well, whatever.
It's convenient that he didn't. Super convenient that he didn't, even though he was the coach there. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Oh, I say I don't do this shit with these people, man. You just lying.
Neglect the fact that they went 4-8 before he got the head coach job.
who gave him the job? Willie. Left it in shambles. Built it up. Recruited it up. Went out there and competed. Went out. You know, I heard somebody say that. I saw that. I was like, perfect point. Talked about, you know, he ain't never played. He never had to coach in a situation like this. And then everybody's like, he went to the horseshoe with Oregon and beat him.
Without his two best players.
Yeah, two defensive starters out of that game. One of them was a top 10 NFL draft pick.
Yeah.
And Thibodeau, he won that game convincingly.
Won the game.
Y'all can convince, y'all can lie to yourself and tell you there's nothing else like this one. Nah, that horseshoe ain't nothing to play with. Them people are rude.
Anthony Brown, he won it with Anthony Brown.
Like, let's be real. But that's why I say history counts when you want to make your point, but then history don't count when you trying to debunk mine. Like, it's just an argument to try to just argue for argument's sake. But anyways, reel it back in.
So we can get back to the recruits. You know,
we got to flip first, right?
Getting the D-tackle with Flip from North Carolina State, Newton. He's what, 6'3", about 285. You know, not expecting him to come in and play right away. Definitely come in, work his way, get developed. But it's a great pickup because next year once we move to the 105 scholarship, right. Now you're gonna have these freshmen who will be redshirted. But getting developed on the scout team, you know what I'm saying? Being able to play against the starters, the second team and stuff like that. So I like the pickup. And if you look at his film, man, he moves quick. He has good hands. When they trying to block him, he slaps hands a lot. Like, get your hands off me.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because they be trying to grab, you know what I'm saying? So if they can't grab him and he's already behind them, that's, you know, he's going to start causing havoc in the backfield. So I'm cool with it.
He's lined up on the edge mostly right now, right?
Yeah, he plays edge, but, you know, they going to
kick him. They vision them kicking inside.
Yeah, that'd be from up foot 20 yards, kick him inside.
What you about to say, D-Row?
Another thing is he's young. He's only like six. He don't turn. I think he turned like 18 once he get to UM. Like, he'll be like a fresh 18-year-old. Like, right now he's about to be a senior, 16-year-old senior. So, like, they're getting these guys that are actually still also kind of young. So when they actually get to UM and, you know what I'm saying, they go through the program, man, it's gonna be a beautiful thing.
Right, and that's, you know, X made that point on the previous show about the 105, and I hadn't thought about it until you said that, but then you think about the ability to develop and to train against high quality, you know, opponents. Wherein is once your 3D is starting to really fill up with guys that had an NC State offer. And NC State is one of them schools that always got a D lineman, you know, sneaky D lineman here and there. You'd be like, damn, how, you know, who is such and such? And you go look at, oh, he wasn't but a 3-star, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was a little too short or blah, blah, blah. And then he turns out to be an NFL guy, right? When you got these extra scholarship spots, now there's a chance to take these kind of guys that got a little bit of chip on their shoulder, willing to wait a little bit, though, because they kind of understand it's a process. You know, we had a great defensive line haul last year. It's going to be hard to convince a lot of these high caliber defensive line kids to want to be a part of this class right here because they saw what we just brought in last year. And you hearing the buzz, you know, about some of these young guys getting on the field already. So McConathy out there already, you know, making the rotation. A little bit tougher for you know, freshmen to come in. The road to the field is a little bit tougher, which is fine for kids who understand I'm not there yet. What I'm looking to do is be developed for the end game. Not necessarily I need the glory and to be on the field, because you always getting better if you're around that team. If you lifting, if you getting the proper nutrition, if you training against the high caliber guy. That's how you get yourself to the next level. So, you know, kudos to the staff to finding those kind of players. And I think it's going to make it that much better for true talent evaluators. And I think Mario does a good job of that in general because, again, those Oregon lines, they went on the team, but they wasn't all – everybody on those lines weren't, you know, these high caliber kids as far as, like, their initial ratings. So you're going to have those extra 20 spots, and that's where guys like this are really going to go. They're really going to shine for you because then he won't need to play for us until he's 20 years old. So where he's a grown man, you know what I'm saying? But like they say, he got his mustache now. It's all filled in. You know, he's got that additional weight, and he's been training against some great competition to build him up to be that guy by year three as opposed to needing him right off the rip. So. I really like to pick up too. And it's just another piece of stack and just continue to build up depth. And, you know, and again, in this depth pieces, you're going to find some diamonds. There'll be a couple of guys that were just purely underrated based on some of the same stuff that always happens. Not going to enough camps, being a little too short. You know what I mean? These little measurables that knock guys down. You know, Zay Flowers is playing on Sundays now. Well, how he get out of here? He was short and small. Guess what? A couple of years, he developed. He got physically developed, and he got better and better. Oh, that's how he got out of here. Happens every year. It's going to continue to happen. But you minimize those opportunities when you have those extra scholarships to bring in those kind of guys that you may like, but you like, man, can I take that kind of guy? Because I just took a guy almost like him that I think is a little bit better. It'll give that opportunity. So he's in the fold with us now. Another flip along the defensive line. And
two flip interior guys.
Yep.
Two flip interior D linemen. And then We had a commitment on Saturday night. A local South Florida kid who I think the last time that somebody in South Florida had as many interceptions as him was Cam Kitchens. and it's ironic that Cam Kitchens has basically taken this kid on his wing. And, you know, he's mentoring him. And he put on his jersey when he committed to Miami. So Bryce Fitzgerald, he's about 6'5", 175. He's a ball hog. When the ball is in the air, he's going to get it. If you throw the ball anywhere near him, he's going to get it. So.
He's one of those guys that, by all accounts, has, you know, just basic ability to play in the backfield. So you're looking at safety, corner. I'm hearing he wants to play corner.
He's starting off this season playing corner, but he plays safety. He wants to prove that he can play corner. So, you know, in Gilgi's defense, you know, Gilgi likes those safety corners that can play in that slot. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to put a third corner in the game. You can just keep a safety in the game. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, and I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, the kid chose Miami over the other two schools in the state. You know, and everybody thought like things was looking special for one school when it never was that. Was that point. It was always, I want to be a Hurricane, you know what I'm saying? And once the Hurricanes turned the heat up, you get the commitment, you know what I'm saying? So we got that one. I'm happy. You know, somebody me the other day talk about, well, X, he don't make a lot of tackles. I say, well, I don't care for my safety to make all the tackles anyway. I want my safety to get the ball, pick off the ball.
And tackling can be taught. Like, tackling is a developable skill. That's, you know, you can learn how to become a sound tackler.
And you got linebackers all the time. We recruited linebackers to make our tackles. We got some damn good linebackers. They gonna make
right. Tackles. Yeah, and if it
game changing turnover, that's gonna make us win this game.
Exactly. And like I said, you get them, you know, you get them, get a little more grown man weight on them and teach them how to tackle more. So it can be taught. It ain't, you know, tackling ain't necessarily so much of a mentality as much as technique. Like, I mean, of course you can't be scared to tackle, but if your technique just is poor tackling, which we see all the time, we see that with some of the more high caliber linebackers. They used to just run it straight through people. And it's like, you better do that in college, bro. That running back in college, he gonna be 215 and strong as an ox. So you gonna have to actually tackle him. And that holds back some of these high-level linebackers for a little while until they get that developed. So I ain't worried about him tackling. I like his versatility and the ability to be able to play. Kind of like Meech Powell, that's what it reminded me of when I heard about him, is as far as that ability to help us out at free safety, boundary, and in the nickel, covering slots. So I like that jack of all trades type defensive back that we're getting in him. I honestly, that was one of them South Florida commitments. I didn't think it was getting to me either. At first, I thought it was Florida. And then towards the end, I was hearing, oh, it's Florida State. And then, you know, in traditional South Florida kid fashion, you know, he did a couple of hat tricks and, eventually pulled off the T-shirt and had a Cam Kitchens jersey on it. Real joint, too. It had, like, some dirt stains on the back of that joint. It had, like, a grass stain on the back of it. So that was pretty dope.
That was original jersey. And the funny part is he said that either he said or somebody said it, like, Cam, he looked up to Cam Kitchens. He always, like, I guess he always wanted, like I said, he always wanted to be a Hurricane. So regardless of what people were saying, he was going to be, I heard he was playing the game the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
It's the whole scenario. Like, he was waiting for Miami, you know what I'm saying, to basically step on the gas, you know what I'm saying? he was going to commit early on in the summer. Then he pushed it back. It was possible that he was going to push it back again, but Miami put foot on the gas, you know what I'm saying? And made it known that, yeah, we want you as a Hurricane. And it was, okay, no problem. I'm going to commit the day after my birthday.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. That's how, you know, it's fun me on the right side of it, for sure. Versus, we've been on the other side of a lot of that stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this time, Jack.
To even speak on him, landing him, you know, now, you know, you look at our DB class. You know, Mario set out to get a top DB class. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't get Ben Hanks. We didn't get DJ Pickett, two guys who I think they definitely going to circle the wagon. And until those papers get sent in, you know, Mario is definitely going to be in those guys' ear and chest. You know, so, but we got six guys who can play some football. Definitely got six guys who can play some football. You know, Mari Wallace, he's hurt. You know, so we won't expect anything out of him next season. But you have Timothy Merritt, Jabari Antonio. He's another guy who could probably come in and compete right away. You got Stubbs, definitely gonna come in and compete next year. You have who else? Chris Ewald. You know, he's gonna come in and compete. I feel like I'm missing somebody else now. Got Bryce Fitzgerald just committed. Who else I'm missing?
Amari Wallace, Merritt.
Amari Wallace, yeah. Those six guys, that's a pretty good, damn good defensive class.
No, it's a great class. I think it only gets better. Reminiscent of last year with the D-line class. I like the D-line class before we got Scott in the fold. I just, being 100 with you, I just think between Hanks and Pickett, we flip one of those guys. And then that makes it look that much more attractive, you know, on paper. But if we didn't, I still like this class as it stands. It doesn't need those guys to impress me. Those would just be, you know, the perfect icing on the cake. And, you know, a great way to close out recruiting season and get those signatures. And I'm super confident that it does happen. I'm also super confident we're going to have a great year. Well, you know, winning cures all. You start winning more games, you start looking a little bit better.
Dasho could get some flips on the other end.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. Until it don't happen, why would I believe it's not going to happen now? History showed me it's going to happen again. So until, that's why I asked anybody on the timeline, didn't get no takers. That's anybody going to take me up on best class in the state. And I honestly want to go ahead and do top five, but I was like, we'll start with that.
Yeah, but they not, because I tried to do it for them last year, and then even they thought we was gonna have a bad season. I was like, well, you know, we still gonna have a top class now. Oh well, we'll revisit that when it come. I'm like, I mean, shit, what to revisit? I know we gonna have a better class than y'all, but
yeah, listen, I tell the people, y'all can fool some people summertime. You ain't about to trick me into thinking you don't need the best talent to win the most football games.
Need that talent.
You talk about, oh, what are you going to do with it? You'll see. Hold on. Just give it the time. See, yeah, remember, the talent is still baking. These are babies. Yeah, we got a Bane, you know, that came out there and wrecked shop first year.
Francis, you know, came
out. Yeah, we got Maui Noah. Yeah, you know, come in. And didn't even wreck shop. Maui Noah didn't even wreck shop. He played pretty solid. Now he got a whole nother year. Now you might see him really be that guy.
Yeah, you're going to start seeing the Samson, the Ray,
let's get into that, actually.
Mark Flex, you know what I'm saying? We've seen what he can do, but we still ain't seen him all the way.
He's still a baby. Yeah, he still got plenty. That was freshman year, man. The game going to slow down for him so much more year two. It changes. You're going to see the field a little bit different now.
Big time, man. Hey, so... You know, the D-tackle we got, Newton, right? Speak on him. another ironic factor. He plays with the what's the name, Carter, the defensive end tackle committed to Ohio State.
Yeah, Jaquizz Carter. Yep.
He has stats, you know, not saying better than Jaquizz Carter, but he has the better stats. So. That's my bad, man.
I'm sitting in here. I ain't mean to go quiet on y'all like that. I'm sitting in here, and my girl just got a brand new printer, and she printing something out while I'm recording. So I'm like hearing all this. Sound like a transformer. Here you go, love. In the middle of my damn recording, I'm like, what the hell is that? Because it couldn't possibly wait till I came out of the office. So. You know, I love you too, baby. As, bye. Y'all get out. Thank you. Anyways, lost my whole train of thought. But anyways, actually, I want to get into a little bit of fall buzz stuff before we get out of there.
Yeah, man. I speak a little bit about, you know, the second scrimmage. The second scrimmage was great. No injuries. That's great news. The stars of, oh, man, fucking Jordan Lyles, the true freshman running back from St. Thomas.
I was just going to ask you about him.
Scored twice. He's a man. He's a grown man. He's a grown man out there. Another good day for Martinez. Arroyo. Man, listen. I think I'm more excited about the season because of Arroyo. I think Arroyo just excites me so much because I know what he could do on the football field. Yeah,
he's gonna be that wrinkle. He's gonna be that. He's gonna be that fourth wide receiver when we're in a three wide receiver set. It's gonna be problematic. I've been hearing nothing but fantastic things about him too. And I mean, we liked him right out the gate as a freshman. He ended up, you know, set back with the injury. You know, try to come back out and it wasn't coming quite together yet. I cannot not hear about him or Jordan Lyle. I was going to ask you, but you went straight into Jordan Lyle.
I had to speak on Jordan Lyle, man, because he's our version this year. He's the Mark Fletcher version of this year, you know.
Start stacking that up, boy. It gets dangerous, don't it?
Yeah, listen. I'm telling you, I keep telling people, I say, man, listen, third, fourth quarter, man, just imagine you going through fourth quarter. Taco Martinez, Mark Fletcher, and then Jordan Lyles comes in.
That's a long day.
It's a day you going back to the coach and like, man, coach, but my arms feel like jello. You know, they feel like jello. You know what I'm saying? They numb. Right? They feel them no more.
That is, yeah, man. I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, just like you said, you can't forget AJ Allen.
You can't forget AJ Allen or Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
So it's like, What do you like? You can't really close your eyes one might run through you. You close your eyes. The other, you know I'm saying it's like, what are you?
Yeah, man, that's gonna be, and again, that's why my expectations are high. That's why the media expectations are high. You just seeing it all come together. The type of speed we'll have it. Like I said before, I think you're going to be able to see out on the special teams, you know, with Chris Johnson, you got that speed. We ain't even talk about Hellcat yet. He going to just chill this year. He just ain't going to have a chance.
Probably not going to play this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to have a chance. But, again, you got to think about that's what it's all about, stacking. Pringle just had an awesome night, the other night. He played for Armwood, right?
Yeah, he played for Armwood. He had a hell of a night, man. He started off shaky. His first couple of touches, I was like, damn, he looked like he timid. He not look like he hitting the hole. And I'm like, well, let me, you know, maybe, I'm like, okay, well, maybe Northern defense is just, they good. But the second quarter got there, boy, he started cranking up. He started getting 6 yards of carry here, 7 yards. I'm like, oh, okay. And then once he broke that long one, I was like, we got us one, boy. That boy, once he get in, Once he break, that's it. Oh, you know, unless you got a good angle on him, which some players had a good angle on him, he still took off.
He's still just too fast.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. This is my other kind of other lingering questions out of fall. Who you got at when we come out against the Gators? Who's your top three at wide receiver? Because a part of me had it just like George and Restrepo just penciled in, you know, well, actually, I was written in ink at those two spots. But who you got as we come out in a three wide set first snap?
Yeah, those two, George and Restrepo are going to be on the field, the first two. I had Isaiah Horton, but Sam Brown has been having a tremendous camp. And it's not to take anything from Horton, because Horton has been having a tremendous camp also.
Exactly.
I think Sam Brown's experience, his game experience, outweighs Horton's game experience. You know what I'm saying? And he probably understands the game a lot more as of now. But
right.
It ain't a bad, it's not a bad thing because
Horton. Hell no.
But yeah, it'll be Sam Brown. It'll be Sam.
Because think about it. Sam Brown rip off some crazy long reception. Well, he need a quick breather. Then you bring in Horton, who I've been hearing amazing things about as well. His game's stepping up. He's getting more physically developed, playing more into that size. And that's where, you know, that's why I say the talent is going to – I mean, there ain't but so many plays in the book. A coach can sit there when we sit around and we think, oh, he calling a terrible game. He don't know what he's doing. Man, that man will sit down and show you every reason this play should have worked had it not been for this guy not doing his job. These guys know what they're talking about, right? But you arm that guy up with a plethora of talent, and now those little – that's one thing I love about football is it's a perfect symphony. It's an orchestra of people working together, and when it all works right, great things happen. But one thing, one man can mess up, and it could be a disaster too, right? So that's why the talent is super important more than the coaching, because – if you've got the talent, they don't make those mistakes. And then on top of that, they make some things happen that you didn't draw up.
Yeah.
You didn't draw him just, you know, tossing the guard to the side and burying the running back, you know, 6 yards in the backfield. You didn't draw that play up.
Yeah.
You just told him what gap to hit. So that's why the talent, you know, trumps all that other stuff. And we're getting in a position where this talent is really starting to stack. Because I love the fact that this Horton and Brown thing is a thing. And I'm super because that's why I say it don't really matter because we go with starters. But all four of those guys, I expect to see significant playing time in that first game.
Yeah, they go all play, man. And you go back to the talent. You know, just imagine when you have you playing against a team who has the same amount of talent as you. You know what I'm saying? And then what makes them better? Because maybe that one talent did something that the other talent didn't do on that specific play. You know what I'm saying? He won. He got the interception, or he got the touchdown. That's
the difference. Yeah, that's what changes games. That's what, you know, that's what my man Kirby was crying about. He used to have a monstrous 4-deep. Kirby said the game deteriorated. But everybody tell me how great a coach he is. And I'm not taking nothing away from Kirby Smart. I think he's a great DC. But he crying because he know the truth.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the biggest advantage I had is he said it. I've been quoting. Y'all know I've been quoting this for the last 3 months. Better players. And now the cupboard ain't quite as stacked as it used to be. I used to just be able to swap out anybody. No matter. Oh, this one go down. All right, cool. Y'all forgot all about this one. Yeah, you didn't even know I got this in the cut. Now, with the portal and NIL, it's a lot tougher job. And that's why we emphasize over, you know, us Canes fans emphasize the great job that Mario's doing recruiting and the importance of the recruiting. Because it is a two-headed monster in today's game. You got to have the recruiting, and you got to be able to work you know, the NIL portal situation. You got to work both sides of this in order to be successful in today's landscape. And so far, so good. And as this talent continues to go, the stack, then the wins come with it.
As any head coach of a major university, we ain't gonna talk about. We're not gonna talk about this, you know, the small schools who they just content with getting who they could get. Ask any school, a major university, coach, do they want to have a top five, top, you know, be top one in recruiting?
Yeah, right.
No, ain't nobody gonna say no. Ain't nobody gonna say no. And that be what killing me. That be what killing me with folks be talking that crazy stuff, man.
Y'all got too many three stars. Listen, brother, I don't do the calculating. I'm telling you, the people that do the calculating said we got the number, whatever, five class. That's what they say. So you go do your math all you want to. Because remember when we said that when Mario first got there, that our average was so much higher? That didn't count when we said it. Now I see the same narrative on the other side. Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, our average player is okay. All right. Good God Almighty. Y'all must not get no sleep. You fight with yourself all night long. All night long. But, yeah, shout out. Jordan Lyle actually made the on three preseason freshman All-American. Him and Justin Scott. Well, On three has always been super high on Lyle. They got him higher than all the other recruiting services. Yeah,
wasn't he like number two?
They got y'all on their side. Yeah, they got him.
He was up there. Yeah, they got him. They had him running up there. Yeah.
So they, you know, they sticking to their guns regardless. So I the only part I didn't like about it for him though is that I just, again, I don't know where the snaps are going to necessarily come in, because unless he's doing so well, which I mean, I'm hearing that while we're resting Fletcher, that in these first four games or so, he really gets to make a name for himself, which is very possible.
Well, you know the one thing that he does better than all of the other running backs on it that's active. He's an excellent pass blocking running back.
I was just about to say, must be the pass blocker. It's always a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, you know Mario. Mario go on the motherfucking pass block. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, yeah, what it is. I mean, that's part of the game. You want to be a three down back, you need to be able to block. Point blank, period.
Yeah, you know. You do that good, man. You know, another true freshman who's standing out is O.J. Frederick. He's standing out a lot, man. He's working his way into that two deep rotation as far as cornerback. Shouts out to Coach's Dive, man, for pulling that one off for us, man. Got us a steal. Definitely got a steal with that one.
All right, couple more. We're going to get up out of here. Who you got?
Hold on,
Rick.
Hold on, Larry. I'm sorry. Let me speak on that real quick, right? And you see what's crazy is a lot of people ain't want him. Oh, man, why are we taking him, man? This and this and this. Oh, he ain't Ryan Mack. And I was like, dude, he's an athlete. He can go both ways. They verified him, right? When they brought him in for that visit, verified 4-4, long arms, great cover skills, great ball skills. They like what he do. But, you know, like you said, they get caught up in them stars. And look, man, look, he somebody's spot might get took, but.
Yes, sir. You know, he played at what?
St. Thomas,
right?
He was at Deerfield first, and then he transferred to St. Thomas.
Yeah. But no, my point was, because I was saying the kick returns is, you know, St. Thomas, they run it more like a college or pro program. You have a specialist just for that, and for him to be the kick returner for them speaks to that athleticism you were speaking about, like. They usually preserve their guys and they don't get out there on kick returns, but that just speaks to. But yeah, you know, people want to see the stars, man. If they ain't enough stars. And then what happens is draft day come around. And when they, oh man, how we let him go? Yeah, you know, you can't win for losing.
Yeah.
And the coaches do their job.
Another factor with that is, He's been covering Josiah Trader and Jeremiah Smith and Chance Robinson for quite some time. He's been covering those guys for years. Anybody who's been covering those guys for years, guess what? I want them. I like it.
Exactly. You know, what every you can't hear an interview from none of these players. Boy, I know they got that tattooed around the iron sharp as iron. Every time I hear, I said, boy, they are totally buying in.
And then shout out to West Virginia because it seemed like, but we snatched Derek Porter from them, right? We done snatched OJ Frederick. We snatched their coach at the time. We died. The only one we didn't get, who I wanted to get, was Jacoby Stiles. Yep, Mezador. Oh, yep, Akeem Mezador.
Mezador, we took Mezador from
him. Yep. Yeah, now the only one we didn't get that I wanted was Jacoby Spells, and he's actually pretty good, man. He stayed over there. I thought he was gonna hit that portal and we were gonna go scoop him, but he stayed.
No doubt. I got a hard out tonight. Pause. That sounds a little bit wild when you say it. But
boy, that sounds crazy when you say it.
Yeah. I was like, pause, man. That sounds a little wild, bro. I do want to, before we get out of here, same question, X, across the O-line, left to right, against the Gators.
Jalen Rivers, left tackle. What is this? Matt McCoy? That's his name.
McCoy.
No, I know it's McCoy. I keep forgetting his first name. Matthew McCoy. Matthew McCoy, left guard. Zach Carpenter, center. Arnaz Cooper at right guard. And Francis Melgao at right tackle.
At right tackle. Okay. So Okunlola going to lose that battle. I've been hearing he's fighting real good.
Okunlola probably most likely be the first man off the bench.
Right. Yeah, first guy, right.
Either playing the guard or the tackle. Marquise Bell will be next man. They both will be basically next man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, that was the other one I was real interested in. I know the Okunlola and McCoy battle. I've been hearing it's heating up. I've been hearing Okunlola been fighting back and really like kind of making the decision a lot tougher.
No, he's gotten a whole lot better than where he was last season.
Right.
I think, you know, he had to get used to the college strength and speed because he was just better than everybody where he came from.
Right. Yeah, the competition level wasn't up to par.
Yeah, so he's worked at it hard. The one thing he says a lot is he knows and watched Francis last year. He said he don't want to be so far away from where Francis is. He want to be like, well, you know, if they're talking about Francis, they talking about him too.
Yeah.
So he don't want to be that far away from the talent level. So he's working hard.
Right. Bro. See, my vision is he'll be our starting left tackle next year after Rivers is gone. And then you have him on the left and Maui Noah on the right.
Next year's going to be an interesting thing because you have Bell, Okunlola.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now you have play tackle, but and then don't forget, you know, unless Arnaz Cooper leads to the NFL, he'll be back. So now you're just saying you really just have an opener for center and then left tackle, which the guys are already there on the team. You know what I'm saying? And that's the beauty of, you know, the stuff what you've been speaking as far as stacking the team with talent.
Right. A guy that I did want to mention before we get out of here, too. I've been getting a lot of positive buzz. And this is a kid I was kind of been rooting for a while, Ryan Rodriguez, as basically our backup center. He's elevated his game to there. So think about it again now. If he, you know, obviously he'll be returning next season unless he transfers out. Now you got your starting center, and he's a grown man. He's a guy that's been around, you know, for several years. By the time we get him starting, 21 years old. You know, maybe 22, something like that. So this is what you want. This is the vision. Like I was telling X pre-show, like, you know, hey, the SJ Olufetui kid, awesome that he's so highly ranked and coveted and all that. I want him stashed. I want him out there year one. I want to see that Ryan Rodriguez has elevated his game. I want to see if Nico Franco Villa, whatever that they felt so great about. I don't want to just see. Now, if he gets beat out, he gets beat out. No problem. But I just don't want, every time we get a new guy, that's automatically, you know, pushing into the start. Then you don't have the team you think you got. That's why recruiting is so important. Because if you got to roll out, when we had to roll out three freshman linebackers, yeah, awesome that they played well. But what, imagine if we had upperclassmen that were playing at least at their level, and then they could have had a little extra time to get in the books and get in the weight room and all. But, you know, they had to go straight out there and play. You just can't live and die like that.
Yeah,
because that means you got zero depth. That means the minute one of them go down, who's behind?
I mean, look at it. When Shaq and Mike Pinckney left, our linebacker played in depth.
Fell off the cliff. and we fighting back ever since then.
We've been fighting back until last year. Last year is when we finally say, okay, well, our linebacker depth looked like it's decent. We had good linebacker play. And then you go this year and say, oh, yeah, we got good linebackers. We got depth and good linebacker play. So,
man, I almost think we got too many linebackers. I'm scared somebody from the league. We already lost the one kid early. Out of Georgia.
Yeah, he's at
Marcellus Pullum. He went to Michigan State, right?
Yeah, Michigan State.
I think he's going to ball too, yeah, man. I'm going to kind of follow Youngblood's career a little bit, man. I think he's going to end up being a player.
I thought he was going to be next in line for us, man. I thought he was the next one.
He was close, but he got the itch. You know what I'm saying? I think he was close, man.
Yeah.
And then you look at what we bringing in again. You got, Melendez.
Hayes. You got Hayes.
Right.
I've been saying for a little minute, but I got to see him. I mean, Ezekiel, who's at Central, got to see him on Friday night play against Vanguard. Central does an excellent job with their linebackers. They do a good job. He's basically Wesley Bissaint. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna have to put some weight on when he get here. But smart IQ and a football player. So you got Hayes, Galvin Nix.
Yeah, forgot about Nix. You know what I'm saying? Like it's Bobby, starting to look right.
Man, shout out, hey, Coach D. Nick, boy. Shout out to him.
Bobby Poot there. Then you got Bobby.
Yeah. Washington. Man, listen, it's starting to look right. That's what I'm saying. We getting everybody ain't going to make it. Somebody going to leave. And it break my heart because I like that room in general. Like, I really, really like our linebacker room. I'm like, man, we got some speed and some size at linebacker, man, for the first time maybe ever, because we ran with a lot more small ball linebackers that were just instinctive and fast. Like Rohan Marley is a little dude. He just was a monster because he just was fast as hell. He read and react so fast. Ray Lewis ain't 6'4". You know what I'm saying? These guys just had that quick read and react. Now we starting to get those Alabama linebackers. Those 6'2", 6'3" guys with the wingspan of a center. It looks different, and when it looked different, it probably is going to play a little different. And I think that's where we're at, and I think that's why you have every right as a Canes fan to be excited about this season. Shake that PTSD. Be fired up about the season, man. Don't let no fear creep into your heart. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
All I know is, Kane fans, if you happen to bet a Florida Gator fan, up the bet. But if you don't want to bet them, go to the bookie and place your bets, because you're gonna come out with some money.
It'll be a hell of a night. Hell of a year. Anyways, man, like I said, I got to get up out of here. Appreciate y'all tapping in with us today. For my co-hosts, X and D-Rob, just like to say peace and blessings. We'll be back next time.
Hey, also shout out to all the new followers, man, that we're getting. We see y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boys at Category 6. You guys know, big homie in them. It's all love.
No doubt. All right, we up out of here, man. One.
Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.